Good morning. This is Brad Smith with the Oakland Church of Christ in Athens, Alabama, and we want to thank you very much for tuning in and listening this morning to this short radio program. We want to continue our theme this week of looking at the Apostle Paul and trying to learn some lessons from various points in his life and various passages that he writes to churches or individuals. We've looked at the past couple of days the fact that Paul was not too far lost and not too much against the New Testament church to be saved by the gospel of Jesus Christ and to be added to the church and become a great champion for it. We looked at also that Paul, immediately after he was converted, didn't waste any time in showing his repentance and showing the same zeal for preaching the gospel and being on the side of Jesus Christ and the gospel as opposed to being against it. This morning I'm turning to the book of Philippians, and in chapter 3 I'm going to read a few verses here that give us another lesson that we can all take from this passage that Paul helps us understand a great deal about true discipleship of Jesus Christ. Beginning in verse 4 of Philippians chapter 3, Paul says, "Although I myself might have confidence even in the flesh, if anyone else has a mind to put confidence in the flesh, I far more. Circumcised the eighth day of the nation of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, as to the law, a Pharisee, as to zeal, a persecutor of the church, as to the righteousness which is in the law, found blameless. But whatever things were gained to me, those things I have counted as loss, for the sake of Christ. More than that, I count all things to be loss in view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them but rubbish, so that I may gain Christ, and may be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own, derived from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which comes from God on the basis of faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, in order that I may attain to the resurrection from the dead." A lot of Jesus' disciples or apostles when he was on the earth were what we would call today blue-collar workers. I'm thinking about Peter and Andrew and James and John, all fishermen, what we would call blue-collar workers, and didn't have a high status in society. Well, what about Paul? Here comes along Paul, and he's a educated and disciplined Pharisee. He's got an elevated status. This was a position that earned him a great deal of respect and influence. But Paul knew that in Christ, all of these accomplishments paled. Because if he was in Christ, the only thing that mattered was that he was serving God. None of these things mattered. As a follower of Christ, his work stopped from being about impressing others and adhering to the law to becoming faithful and to teaching the gospel to the lost. What's the lesson for us? I think it's very obvious that we need to make sure that our achievements in this life do not define us. If anyone had an opportunity to brag, it was Paul. Paul knew his priorities, however. Paul knew that what was truly important was serving God, preaching the gospel, and trying to get to heaven. We need to take to heart that whatever milestones and statuses we achieve in this life, if we miss heaven, we have truly missed it all. Jesus said in Matthew 16, "For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul?" Let's not let our achievements in this life define us. Let's allow God's word and our service to him define our present life and our future eternity. We want to invite you to come worship with us anytime that you find it convenient to do so here at Oakland. We are located at 18111 Townsend Ford Road, which is located just off of New Cut Road. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Bible study and 10:20 for worship service. We meet again on Sunday evening for worship service at 5 p.m. and Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. for Bible study. If you are ever in the area at those times, please come by and worship God with us. We would love to have you. Our goal is to simply worship God in the pattern He has laid out for us, the Bible, and to do Bible things in Bible ways. We hope you have a good rest of the day today. God bless you.